Saunière surveyed the church's new altar, pleased with the renovations. 3 months ago, in June, men from the village had carried a statue of the Virgin in a solemn procession throughout Rennes, ending back at the church, where the sculpture was placed atop one of the discarded pillars in the churchyard. To commemorate the event, he'd carved penitence, penitence, on the pillar's face to remind the parishioners of humility, and Mission 1891 to memorialize the year of their accomplishment. Soon a checkerboard tile floor would be installed. But prior to that, the floor's substructure required mending, and he'd managed to secure the help of some townspeople. Saunière himself was tending to a warped stone before the altar steps, which had always wobbled. He remained puzzled by the glass vial found earlier in the year. When he'd melted the wax seal and removed the rolled paper, he found not a message, but 13 rows of letters and symbols. When he showed them to Abbé Gélis, a priest in a neighboring village, he was told that the arrangement was a cryptogram. All one needed was the mathematical key to its deciphering, but patience would be required. That was what he told himself each night after he again failed to find the answer. He gripped a hammer and decided to see if the thick floorstone could be cracked. He dropped to his knees and slammed 3 blows into the slab. Cracks spread down its length. He wedged an iron bar underneath and angled a thick chunk out of its cavity. Then he noticed something. He laid down the bar and brought an oil lamp close to the exposed subfloor. He swiped away debris and saw a hinge. He swiped away more debris, exposing more corroded iron, his fingertips stained with rust. The shape became clear. A door, leading down. But to where? He calmly replaced the pieces he'd just removed.